to the Sutliffian Report. This is going to be a combination of a reflection and a scare, because we're going to be talking about what can 97,000 people do. Can they change your culture? Actually, we're going to be talking about 125,000 people. We'll be talking about that too. This is a Christian show, and we start with the Word of God. Today, we're reading 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Christ, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But Paul preached Jesus Christ, crucified, dead, and buried, and risen from the dead. Nothing more and nothing less. The basic, simple nature of this message is simple. It's simply the wisdom of God. No special fancy words can paint the horror and nature of Christ's death in our place. No description of his resurrection with fancy words are needed. This simple message of a man, a chosen weak vessel by God Almighty, was all that God wanted. To many today, go before men with fancy words and beautiful speeches, hoping to do nothing more than earn their keep, when all that's needed is this simple message of Christ crucified, dead, buried, but risen. You don't need to be a pastor or an evangelist to share this message. Paul's message was unrefined. It was raw. It wasn't done with fancy words. He spoke from the heart. He planted seeds. God watered them, and many came to a personal relationship with the God who loved them first. You can do this. Dear Lord Jesus, I need your daring boldness. Lord, use me, mold me, and make me after your will, that I may be one whose life and simple message of you plant seeds of your love. Lord, may those I know who are bold and share Christ see the fruit of planting your seed see your word after you've watered it and it has grown. Lord, let them see the fruit of planting your word. Lord, may they see the blossoms. May they see the changed lives so that they may be encouraged to never be silent as they grow through their daily lives. Lord, may their children also see that fruit and be encouraged to continue in your word and grace, that they also may share your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, today, I'm going to do some reflecting. And the reason why I'm doing that is because recently I was asked to talk about stuff I've been talking about for about 4 or 5 weeks, which is that, you know, when this whole fiasco with Afghanistan is a botched, planned fiasco. People don't see it. They see it, well, it was badly done. It was a mess up. It's a screw up. It's botched, but what if I am right? What if this was all planned for the purpose of bringing 100,000 followers of Islam to the United States? Now, that's something to think about. We'll get into some of that in a minute, but that is one of the things I keep saying. The goal was to bring 100,000 people here. Whether Miley, the treasonous bastard, did something in the midst of this, that's something else. I'm very upset and concerned about the truth is behind this, because there's a lot of things that haven't been said and a lot of things that haven't made the news. I mean, we'll go back, and it's stuff that I've been talking about, but I'm going to mention again. The security screeners. This is a news article I read about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And I want to keep coming back to these things because no one, I think I'm out there alone on this one. And that's okay. I can be alone. I don't consider this conspiracy when I honestly believe from what I'm seeing is that this is the whole purpose in this was to bring thousands and thousands of followers of Islam to the United States. I'll throw out The only part that I could see could be a, quote, conspiracy theory is who I think could be behind it. But I don't have proof of that. So it, to me, that doesn't hold any water. What does hold water is my claim that it was done for the purpose of bringing 100,000 here. Now, I gave that figure, 100,000, because that was a figure that was given by the federal government before it was, you know, it was announced, but they didn't really want everybody to know that number at that time. See, that's what gets interesting. This 100,000 is now being stretched to 125,000. There's a reason why they're stretching it to 125,000. There's a reason why they are now deporting every Haitian that enters the United States. See, these things are actually happening. They're actually proving what I've been saying, which is kind of scary. So let's go back to one of these articles I talked about back in August. Now, Defense One had written an article, Kabul evacuee with potential ISIS ties detained at Qatar base. Now, this came out, again, in August, and I want to read this piece because it's extremely important, and again, it's overlooked. It says, security screeners at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar have detected that at least one of the Afghans who was evacuated from Kabul airport had potential ties to ISIS. A U.S. official confirmed at Defense One. Moreover, the Defense Department's automated biometric identification system has flagged up to 100 of the 7,000 Afghans evacuated as prospective recipients of special immigration visas as potential matches to intelligence agencies' watch lists. Now, you catch this. This is out of 7,000. So 100 people out of 7,000, and then one definite out of 7,000. Keep thinking about that number. Now, if they're bringing 100,000 people here, that's what I want to get to. They're bringing 100,000 people. So the Defense Department's automatic biometric identification system, that's just biometrics, okay? Like you put your hand on a thing, it measures your hand, it looks at the shape of it, looks like it might look at your face, measure certain things on your face. So it's looking at facial, it's just a picture. We're talking about pictures that they're taking of people and looking at things. And that's not a security screen, people. That identified 100 out of 7,000 people. Let's think about that number. 100 out of 7,000. Okay. So if there's 100 out of 7,000, what are we talking about? So there's 100,000 people here. Let's see. 1 out of 7,000 are likely to have connections to ISIS, right? 100 more flagged to have people. If they have 100,000, that means 14 potential jihadis for sure out of the 100,000. Think about that. It's crazy. Now think about that. 14 potential jihadis. Potential. That means 14 likely, you know, really willing to kill you, jihadis. All right. But if we're talking about that 100 potential jihadis, wait a minute. So that's 1,400 potential jihadis. We're going that way. Is that enough to bring to the United States? Is that something we should be concerned about? Okay, well, let's think about this when we start. Let's go a little bit wider here. You know, when they got on the plane, they were seeking freedom. That's what they said, right? Seeking to get away from the Taliban. Why? Because they were imposing Sharia. And you know, these people who got on these planes, not one of them changed their Islamic garb. Not one of them, not one of the women that
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army.
We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole of the red, white, and blue. Oh, justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. It's all brought to you courtesy of